There's news out of Milwaukee today that Christopher Manny will not be charged in the fatal shooting of a young black man sleeping in a park. Manny had been fired for violating police procedures, but again, he will not be charged.
And of course, this comes after this weekend's targeted killings of two police officers in a planned attack that the attacker says was motivated by the deaths of Michael Brown and Eric Garner at the hands of police. NYPD union leaders are openly criticizing Mayor Bill de Blasio for earlier sympathizing with protesters. Here's Precinct Council President Juan Rodriguez.
Mr. Mayor, you need to have a sit down, and you need to get everything corrected from the mayor's office down, because this is wrong. We need you to work with the community and the police department. We don't need you to just go to one side. The police department needs you as well.
Joining us now is Eugene O'Donnell. He's a former New York City police officer and now lectures at the John Jay College of Criminal Justice at the City University of New York. Eugene, welcome back.
Good to be with you.
And also with us is Khalil Gibran Muhammad, director of the Schomburg Center for Research in Black Culture at the New York Public Library. He's author of The Condemnation of Blackness. Khalil, welcome back to you, too.
Thank you very much, Jeremy.
And Eugene O'Donnell, I want to start with you. Do you think that this was just a deranged individual, or do you agree with people who say that there's blood on the hands of people at City Hall because of sympathy with protesters following Ferguson?
I think there's two conversations, mental health and guns. And then there's a conversation that I don't necessarily think is a good week, at least in my town, to have, which is, yes, there were some underlying issues about things said about the police, particularly about NYPD, that were simply not true. I think that elected officials generally have played a not good role, particularly lawmakers, even more than executives, in failing to embrace the system they own and operate. They're the architects of, they're the partners with the police of, the bashing of the police that has gone on without any context, failure to explain what the grand jury does, failure to explain the lawmakers that give the police the broad powers that they have. Some of the militarization stuff, when this is all over in New York, I think we need to get back on that, because it turns out that most of what's called militarization is actually equipment that's used not for any actual offensive purpose. It's used defensively and also in things like floods and hurricanes. And elected officials, by the way, across the political spectrum, took some very cheap shots at the police this summer.
But I've gone back and looked at, because people have been blaming Mayor de Blasio, I went back and looked at his press conference from right after the Eric Garner decision, in which he talked about his son Dante, and who's biracial, and how they had to train Dante to be careful in interactions with police officers when he was young. But he does, over and over again, reiterate the fact that he has respect for the police, that we should all respect the police. That doesn't seem like it was enough for certain people in New York. Was it enough for you, or are you saying that he is one of the people who's been taking shots at the police?
No, I think that there's obviously a legitimate issue that needs to be had about race relations and the police and the legacy issues. So what I take strenuous objection to is the idea that we blame individual street officers for systematic failures. Staten Island, New York, which was one of the issues here, that was completely really at the hands of the leadership, who failed to say a police officer in the street shouldn't have to make an arrest for somebody selling loose cigarettes. By the way, I've yet to really hear any political leaders who said stop doing that or find another way to do it. It seems that in the absence of solving some of the big problems, the whole conversation seems to be about $45,000 a year patrolman Darren Wilson and, you know, individual street officers in New York City. I find that kind of unseemly, actually.
Khalil Gibran Muhammad, how do you look at all of this, and how do you respond to what we've just heard?
Well, I think that for me, we should start with Mr. Brinsley, the person who executed two innocent people who are members of the NYPD. From what we know in these initial days of reporting, this just happened, and I think we have a lot to learn. He does strike me as a deranged person. He has a history of mental illness. He attempted to hang himself, according to the New York Times, a year ago. So when I look at this, I compare it much more, it looks much more like the kind of both mental illness, culture, blending with gun violence, and to a degree, anti-government activism. One of the police officials in the NYPD have analyzed his Instagram account and noted that a lot of the profile that he presents is someone who is taking issue with the government. So I think we all have to kind of step back and look at the broader context in which Mr. Brinsley's shooting took place. And I'm not sure that it is a reflection on Mr. de Blasio's comments about what happened in the Garner case and the conditions that his son may face, which are very real for tens of thousands of young people in New York City.
What do you think this does, though, to the movement that had started up around the country following Ferguson?
Well, I think that it's going to make it harder for protesters and demonstrators to exercise their First Amendment rights. There's going to be a reevaluation of how police officers essentially control protesters in the crowds. That's unfortunate because I don't think that there's any evidence that anyone sent out Mr. Brinsley to do this. And certainly from the reporting and the observations that I've made of the many demonstrations since Ferguson, most people are not only committed to nonviolence, but they're committed to community and police relationships that would support peace on both sides of the blue line.
Eugene, what do you think as we move forward now after the terrible event over the weekend? What happens to that movement that had been really growing with protests around the country of people who wanted a different relationship between the community and the police than exists today, at least for people of color?
Well, you know, Khalil made a really good point there, and I hope people will see that this is not an ideological slugfest where we're all trying to score points. It would be a sin if protests did not go on that's legitimate and change did not go on. The one thing everybody can agree on, and I tell you this, that the cops can agree with this also, is we have a brutal and broken criminal justice system, and that the reforms there should go full speed ahead. What should not happen, I think, and has happened and needs to be recentered, is what I have seen is a basic attack on street officers who are out there doing the job and are doing the best they can, and are working class people who actually counterintuitively don't have really any power in their workplace, as some might think. And we have to acknowledge the best idealistic cop will have to tell you that, yes, I work in a system that has a vestige of racism in it, and that a lot of these laws are racially unfair. And again, but I would like to also see elected officials come up with solutions to that. And we also can't oversimplify it. This is a guy, whether he should have been psychiatrically locked up or criminal justice-wise locked up, should not have been out in the streets to shoot this woman and kill these police officers.
That's Eugene O'Donnell, a former New York City police officer who now lectures at the John Jay College of Criminal Justice at the City University of New York. And we've also been joined by Khalil Gibran Muhammad, director of the Schomburg Center for Research in Black Culture at the New York Public Library. Guys, thanks to both of you.
Sure.
Thank you very much.